WNYC's data news team has been looking at school metal detectors in New York City, calculating that tens of thousands of students pass through them every day. Now, ProPublica has obtained data on weapons recovered from schools in the first part of this school year, including weapons found by scanners. Cecilia Reyes from ProPublica joins us now. Good morning, Cecilia.
Good morning.
So, what kinds of weapons were found and how often?
We estimate that in the first 2 months of school, there were 3 million scans. With WNYC, we tallied 126 weapons found at schools with permanent scanners, including one unloaded gun, 59 knives, 21 box cutters, and 3 BB guns.
Wow, sounds like a lot of diversity amongst weapons.
Yeah, it does. But that's actually one weapon found for every 25,000 scans. A larger number of weapons still have been recovered outside of the daily scanning process.
And, you know, a mayor's task force noted that crime in schools has actually dropped 48% over the last decade and recommended that scanners be removed where it makes sense. Is that happening at all?
Nothing has been announced, and no scanners have been removed this year. We did visit a school in the Bronx where the Department of Education has reduced scanning. An assistant principal there we talked to said the goal is to remove scanners but keep safety agents in a supportive role. Not everyone is on board with this, though. Here's Greg Floyd, the head of the union representing school safety agents.
Security with dignity. I don't know how you have the two in the same sentence. I don't know how you have security and dignity. Security is not a pretty thing.
For the time being, more than 100,000 students are going to go through a metal detector every day. And Black and Hispanic students at high schools are nearly 3 times as likely to go through a permanent scanner than their white peers.
All right. Thanks, Cecilia.
Thank you so much.
To read Cecilia's full story, visit WNYC.org.